Guilford's bill would change the city charter to allow the public to vote on LGBT anti-discrimination. He says residents should vote for the sake of finality.
I got 11,271 emails on the topic. There's nothing else in this city that I've seen that's been a bigger issue as far as passionate people on both sides of it. So, you know, I think that this is a logical extension of the community conversations.
Marilyn E. Curry hosted three human rights ordinance conversations, the last one on Tuesday night. Councilman Tommy Hazzori's bill will let council decide on LGBT protections because he says referenda aren't appropriate for deciding human rights.
If you had that, then a referendum, I dare say, would not have passed back in 1920 with women's suffrage to give women the right to vote. Not in 1964 for civil rights, and certainly I had my doubts even in 2016 whether this HRO would pass.
Both bills will go through council in January. If Guilford's passes, the referendum would likely be on the August ballot. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.